You're listening to How to Win with Mike Moore, the podcast that provides you with practical insights on how to win in every arena of life.
God wants His people to prosper, and I believe that He's anointed me to help you to prosper, to go from one level to another level all year, and we're going to break poverty and lack and scarcity, unfulfilled desire over your life. It's going to take you to another level of abundance in God. Come on, take this journey with me. How to Win Our Prosperity Edition 2024.
Are you ready to break free from the chains of anxiety, stress, and depression? Mike Moore, author and founding pastor of Faith Chapel and host of the How to Win podcast, is here with his new book, Help, My Mind is Under Attack. Learn how to overcome attacks on your mind and live an emotionally healthy life. Grab your copy now, available as ebook on Amazon and paperback on MikeMoore.com. Embark on your journey to complete mental health and emotional peace.
Hello, I'm Mike Moore, and welcome to the How to Win podcast. These podcasts are based off 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "Now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ." Listen, I'm so glad to have you with us today. We're in my prosperity edition of How to Win. Now, How to Win is an outreach of Mike Moore Ministries. And here at Mike Moore Ministries, our mission is to develop believers into Christian leaders through the application of God's Word. So I guess you're wondering, how could we be talking on prosperity when our mission is on developing leaders? Well, I led for over 40-some years as a pastor, and I discovered that leadership involves people, but it also necessitates resources. You have to have finances. So I wanted to take the time to talk about prosperity from God's vantage point, a biblical approach to divine prosperity, material prosperity. Now, I said that to introduce a new theme today and the theme of faith. So if leadership is about maneuvering, managing, inspiring people to do great things, and to do great things, you need resources. How will we get the resources? And that's where faith comes in. So I want to begin a new series today entitled Faith, a Force Greater Than Money. Did you get that? Faith, a force greater than money. Our background text is Isaiah 55, verse 1. I'm going to read it in the English Standard Version. And it says, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." We're talking about faith is a force that's greater than money. The Holy Spirit said to me many years ago, there is nothing, He was speaking to me, and I'm speaking this prophetic word to you, there is nothing you can't accomplish with your faith. So faith is very important, but we're talking about faith is a force that's greater than money. Now, we all know money is a currency. We know that it is a medium of exchange. We use money to exchange for goods and services. But faith is also a medium of exchange. Faith is greater than money. It is a force that's greater than money. I'll give you three reasons why faith is greater than money. Number one, faith is greater than money because faith can get you money. Faith can get you money. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 said that God gives seed to the sower. He gives us seed. He gives us money. But we exercise faith to receive the money that God wants to give us. During the time that I pastored, our church built a 3,000-seat sanctuary that cost $16 million. Where did we get the money from? And the building was paid debt-free. Where did we get it from? We got it from God, but how do we receive it? We received it by using our faith. The second reason why faith is greater than money is because faith can obtain things that money can't buy. Faith can obtain things that money can't buy. Money can't buy salvation. Money can't buy joy. Money can't buy peace. Money can't buy hope and all the wonderful spiritual realities and inheritance that we have in Christ. There are some things that money can't buy, but faith will enable us to make the exchange. The third reason why faith is greater than money is because faith can make purchases when you don't have money. The text that we read, it says, come to the waters, come without money, buy and eat without money. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. So we see that faith can make purchases when you don't have money. Now, faith is the currency of heaven. Say that. Faith is the currency of heaven. I've been saying this for a lot of years. You don't have a money problem. Say that. Make it personal. I don't have a money problem. Now, you may have a thirst problem. The Bible says everyone who thirsts. What does it mean to thirst? It means to have an appreciation of need. It's an appreciation. Some people don't have an appreciation that they need God. They don't have an appreciation that they need the Word. They don't have appreciation that they need faith. So maybe you have a thirst problem, or maybe you have a vision problem. You can't see yourself having, you can't see yourself being, you can't see yourself doing. That is a vision problem. And then some people have a faith problem. A faith problem is connected to either ignorance of God's word or disobedience to God's word. But remember, you don't have a money problem. Now, let's talk about how faith works. Let's talk about mixing faith with God's word, mixing faith. Hebrews 4:2 says that the word preached to Israel did not profit Israel, not being mixed in faith by those who heard the word or those who heard the gospel. So we see that mixing faith with God's word is the believer's responsibility. It is God's responsibility to reveal to us His promise, His revelation, His word, His directives. But it is our responsibility as believers to mix faith with what God says. Now, there are four components of the faith process. Faith involves the ears. Faith involves the heart. Faith involves the mouth. And faith involves the hands. Faith, and this is an outline of where we're going in this series, faith involves our ears. It involves us hearing God's word. Secondly, faith involves the heart. It involves us believing God's word. And then faith involves the mouth. Faith involves us speaking God's word, and faith involves the hands. Faith involves us acting on God's word, hearing, believing, speaking, and acting. Hearing, believing, speaking, and acting. So we see an outline of the rest of the series. We're going to talk about hearing. We're going to talk about believing. We're going to talk about speaking. And we're going to talk about acting on God's word. So here in lesson one, let's talk about hearing. And our subtopic is faith comes by hearing. That's what Romans 10, 17 says. Faith comes by hearing. I have three sections that I want to talk about in this lesson. I want to talk about the priority of hearing, the purpose of hearing, and the power of hearing. Now, we see that hearing the word was a priority in Jesus' ministry. In Luke 5, 15, Luke 6, 17 through 19, the scripture says that the people came to Jesus to hear and be healed. Now, what many Christians don't realize is that there are two kinds of healings in the scripture. There is faith healing, and there is healing that is received through the gifts of the Spirit. The Bible talks about faith healing, faith to receive healing as a result of hearing God's word. And then the Bible talks about the gifts of the Spirit, supernatural operations of healings. And we see that over in John chapter 5, the man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus saw the man, told the man to rise up, take up his bed, and the man rose up and he was healed. But there's no mentioning of faith, because that was a supernatural operation of what the Bible calls gifts of healings in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But we're talking about faith, receiving faith by hearing the word. And most of the instances where Jesus ministered to people, he would say to them, "Your faith has healed you. Your faith has delivered you. Your faith has made you whole." So we see that hearing God's word in the scriptures, in the gospels, was a priority in Jesus's ministry. Now, let's talk about the power of hearing. The power of hearing. Why is hearing so important? Well, hearing is important because hearing is one of the gateways to the heart. Hearing the word is one of the gateways to the heart. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:20, he says, "My son, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my sayings." Incline your ears to my sayings. The Bible says that out of the heart flows the issues of life, the forces of life. So the heart, the human spirit, is the production center. So one of the ways that we get the word into our heart is by hearing. So why is hearing so important? Number one, because hearing is one of the gateways into the human heart. A second reason why hearing is so important, the power of hearing, is because hearing is how we plant the seed of God's word into the garden of our hearts. You see, the Bible speaks of God's word as a seed. It talks about the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4 and Luke chapter 8. The parable, it says that a sower went out to sow seed. And the Bible says that that seed was the word of God. And that seed, the word of God, fell on different kinds of soils, four kinds of soils. And in each kind of soil, it says that the hearer heard the word. In Mark 4:15, it says, when they heard. That's referring to the seed that fell by the wayside. In Mark 4:16, it says, when they heard. That's referring to the seed that fell on stony ground. And then in Mark 4:18, it says, who hear is referring to those who hear on the thorny ground. And then finally, it says in Mark 4:20, who hear, referring to those who are good ground hearers. But in all cases, the Bible speaks of people hearing the word, hearing the word. It speaks of the human spirit as the garden. So we have the word of God is the seed, and the human spirit, the inward man, is the garden of the believer. So how do I get the seed into the garden of my heart? By hearing. The Bible says by hearing. Now, listen, a third reason why faith is so important, pardon me, hearing is so important, is because of what Romans 10:17 says. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So now let's look at this. We're talking about the mixing faith with the word. We're talking about the four components of the faith process. And the first component of the faith process is hearing. Hearing. Now listen again at Romans 10:17. Talking about the power of hearing, the importance of hearing. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. So then faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Okay. Let's think for a moment. What if I don't hear? What if I don't place myself in a position to hear? What happens? Then, according to the text, faith won't come, because faith comes by hearing. So let me ask this. Let's take it a step further. Faith cometh by hearing, but it comes by hearing anything. It comes by hearing gossip. Faith comes by hearing unbelief. Faith comes by hearing denominational positions. Faith comes by hearing opinions. So that's the reason why God said in his word, take heed how you hear. Guard your hearing, because faith is going to come by what you hear. So if you hear nothing, faith won't come. So there are many Christians who are trying to operate in faith without hearing. Are you hearing, and what are you hearing? Well, Romans 10:17 says that if we're going to have faith in God, then faith in God comes by hearing God's word. It comes by hearing. That's the first step. in the process of mixing faith with the word is the first step. It is the very first step. You can't operate by faith if you don't hear. Think about the Christians. Are you spending time in the word? Are you exposing your ear gate to the word? What are you listening to? Faith comes by hearing God's word. So we've talked about the priority of the word. In all of Jesus' meetings, he required people to listen because he was a teacher. So the Bible says he went about teaching the good news of the kingdom. Why did he teach? Because faith comes by hearing. We talked about the power of God's word. Hearing is one of the gateways into the human spirit. Faith, hearing, is how we plant the seed of God's word into the garden of our heart. Faith comes by hearing. If we want faith, we have to hear. We have to position ourselves to hear. But let's look at the third reason why hearing is so very important. And let's talk about the power. We talked about the priority of the word. You got to make it a priority. You got to make hearing a priority. We talked about the power of hearing. We talked about the place and the importance of hearing. Now, in this third part of the lesson, let's talk about the power of hearing, the transformative power of hearing. You see, hearing the word is the first step in the process. There's a beautiful proof text over in Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 25, Mark 5, 25 through 34. It says that a certain woman had an issue of blood or flow of blood for 12 years. It says that she suffered many things of physicians. In other words, she had gone through a lot of different kinds of treatments. And in those days, medical science was not as advanced as it is now. So a lot of it was experimentation. So she had suffered many side effects, negative side effects, from the treatments that she received from many doctors. The scripture also says that she had spent all of her money and she didn't grow better. The scripture says she grew worse. She's in a hopeless situation. But then the text says, but when she heard about Jesus, when she heard about Jesus, when she heard about Jesus, somewhere, either through a testimony, either through some avenue, she heard that Jesus was a healer. She heard that Jesus was healing people. And the Bible says she came in the press because she had said, if I can just touch his garment, I'll be made whole. And the upshot, the end of the story, she touched the hem of Jesus and she was made whole of a condition that she had suffered for 12 years. But notice, the first step in the process of her transformation was hearing. It was hearing. But when she heard about Jesus. So we see that hearing changes mindsets. I'm quite sure that there were times that she thought, I'll never be well. This is my life. I'll die sick. But hearing changes mindsets, hearing changes attitudes. Hearing is the first step in changing situations and circumstances. Hearing is the first step to changing conditions. Hearing is the first step to changing lives. So hearing is the first step in the faith process. Faith comes by hearing. There is no faith. There can be no faith without hearing. This lesson was just about the first step in the faith process. Faith is greater than money. Faith can get what money can't buy. Faith can get us money. Faith can purchase without money. But faith comes how? By hearing. Faith comes by hearing. I hope you were blessed through today's podcast. We're just in lesson one. We've given you an outline. We're going to be talking about hearing. We talked about that today. In our next episode, we're going to talk about believing. And then in our third episode, we're going to talk about speaking. And then in our final episode, we're going to talk about action. I trust you were blessed today. And I pray that you have a great rest of the week. I'll see you next time.